My toxic trait is I just fucking love drama. In books, that is. So give me a love triangle, give me high angst, give me an emotional roller coaster, give me toxicity. I'm all fucking over it. So as requested, here is my master list for angsty romance books. And I'll be back very soon with part 2, so make sure you follow for more. Drive by Kate Stewart. Angsty, phenomenal, emotional, raw. It's a journey of pain. It's a journey of healing. A rockstar romance with a very tortured soul, hurting MMC. And one of my new all-time favorite FMCs. This was just a recipe for perfection, in my opinion. Each of the books in this duet is about a different couple, and you absolutely do need to read them in order. They will keep you guessing until the very, very last page. Get ready to stay up all fucking night. What He Doesn't Know by Candy Steiner. Love Letter to Whiskey is obviously the angsty book by Candy that we all know and we all love, but this series is so damn good. I'm in the middle of book 2 and I am eating this up. Charlie's been married for years and she's gone through a lot of trauma in the years she has been married. Her husband is very obviously but slowly putting distance between them and definitely like pushing her away, and it's actually really painful and emotional to read about. It really shows the contrast of how in love they were in the beginning of their relationship and where they've ended up now. Charlie's also a kindergarten teacher, so what happens when her first childhood love shows up as a new teacher in her school? She hasn't seen him in years. You better read it and find out. The Devil by AJ. This is one of the most toxic, unhinged, wildest rides of my fucking life. Anyone I have made read it since completely agrees with me. This is easily the darkest on the list, so if you're not into your kind of darker romance, maybe skip this one. Forbidden, it's taboo, it's full of betrayal, pain, revenge, carnal, feral lust that you will just not be able to look away from. It's a complete car crash. Genuinely, but I had such a good time. Ashley is one of my favorite authors. She takes you right by the balls from page 1, always makes everything suspenseful and not predictable, and I just love that so much. Genuinely, everything by Ashley J, the words, the choice, Hate Me, they're all incredible and all high angst. This duet is just insane. The Summer We Fell by Elizabeth O'Rourke. If you love The Summer I Turned Pretty but want it more adult and more angsty, also want it to be boyfriend's best friend, read this book. Alternating Timelines, which I love. You really get to feel the depth of their relationship when you see how it all begins. It tackles grief and trauma, and it's written really, really well. You will absolutely just want to binge this book, I promise you. Thorns Remain by Jennifer Hartman. This is one of my favorite Jennifer Hartman books. It is so fucking underrated. So you're telling me that his wife has an affair and he decides he wants to go looking for the wife of the man she had an affair with? Yeah, it sounds just as messy as it is. It had me at the edge of my seat the entire fucking time. I was shook. Emotional and shocking. I do not see enough people talking about this book. An absolute must read. Here's a few angsty romance books that are on my TBR, just in case you wanted a few more recs. Okay, love you, bye.